Next on Iraqi State Digital, instead of Coronation Street, it's time for an announcement broadcast from our world leader, Saddam Hussein.
What the fuck? I'm disconnecting the satellite system. I'm not paying 55 points a month if I can't watch my favourite programmes. All that's on is a party political broadcast from me son.
Evening viewers, I am sorry to interrupt your viewing, but I have a very important announcement. This is in regard to Australia. As you may know, over 75% of the globe is now under our military control. Australia is a thorn in the Iraqi side. Comrades, it is your glorious honour to assist your glorious state of the United Emirates of Iraq to assist in the forceful takeover of this last Western democracy. Australia, we are planning to launch an offensive for early in the morning, which will be timed for the very first episode of Neighbours, as 7 million Australian viewers are glued to Rupert Murdoch's TV channels. We will invade by ground forces, in addition to bombing with heavy artillery. Australia is nothing but a mocking fly in the face of our nation. You will be conscripted to the army. I am dispatching military factions to your towns and villages where you will be conscripted into the Iraqi-Australian war. The factions will start arriving at 3 a.m. So I would advise you be up and ready at 2:30 a.m. in order to begin preparations to leave town forever. Good day.
He's getting such a hiding when he gets in.
A few hours later.
Sorry I'm late, Mother. You know work. I had some propaganda to do on Iraqi State Digital.
What's happened to Coronation Street? Was it on at 7:30 tonight? It was only on at 9:30 following an announcement of war and a football match.
I'm sorry, I needed to tell the citizens that they were being rounded up for war in Australia.
Why are you bothering with those imbeciles? Those Aussies are nothing but a bad influence.
I am a powerful world leader. You don't expect me to just leave Australia as a democracy, do you?
Well, I don't want you to go out tomorrow. I want you to earn your allowance. My mini is filthy throughout. And I want you to go to Halfords and get me some new window wipers. The old ones seem to have become buckled somehow. Now I want you to rub especially hard, because I want to see my face in the paintwork, which used to have bird shit on it.
Oh yes, I'm really going to stay in Iraq, Mother, when I could be getting even with Rupert Murdoch.
Where do you think you're going, son? Make any more steps towards that door, and you're up in that room.
But I am just knocking round to Mr. Dodds. He will be essential to our weapons strategy.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm going to have to double-bolt that door. You're a disgrace.
No, Mother, I haven't done much, have I? Nothing much, except for the complete annexing and imperialism of most of the free world.
You still haven't done Australia, though.
Well, that's it, Mother. That's why I'm walking out.
A little later at Mr. Dodds' laboratory living room...
Oh, greetings, slave boss.
Vulcan, I am glad you are also here. How was your vacation?
I went to Costa del Sol. It would have been fine except for the jails and torture of Spanish citizens, who are nearly in a state of anarchy thanks to their country being a cesspool of corruption. One other complaint, I have to say, is that I bought an ice cream and it had melted before I even bought it. Such is the climate.
Very good, Vulcan. Following Australia, I will be sending to the army to Spain and anywhere else where there is any dissent against this imperial nation. I will find a way to lay the law down. Mr. Dodd, I will once again be requiring your assistance for the upcoming conflict in Australia. We need something of maximum devastation. We need them to be beaten into submission.
I saw your broadcast, and I believe that I have found an alternative to the use of a nuclear holocaust. After all, we want this country to be habitable when it belongs to Iraq. I have developed a biological weapon, therefore.
It's not anthrax, is it? Because that's shit. All you get is a few sickly flies and mosquitoes.
Don't worry, world leader. I have developed an incarnation of the common flu. I have sealed it and tapped it into a small bomb which will cause illness for several cities.
Are you some kind of idiot?
Rest assured, this will be very effective. because if you have 7 million Australians who are too weak to even pick up the remote or make a cup of tea, and have to choose between neighbours and home and away, then Australia is a sure thing.
Sounds devious, Mr. Dodd, but it just might work. In fact, if this works and we get Australia, I'll be in such a good mood that I won't even execute you in time.
Sounds like a good deal to me, sir.
What will be my role in this?
I must go to Army Headquarters to prepare for the final retribution. You will also be there with the Army Commander to follow some orders.
Okay, men. This is the one, the biggest operations in the history of the Iraqi colonization. Tonight we must round up every able-bodied citizen to take part in this war. This means every town and every village. If you need reassistance, remember I've given you machine guns for a reason. Now, comrades, soldiers, pensioners, greet your leader. Allah salalala.
Such is the problem with growing rebellion in our state, that in preparation I have been forced to build concentration camps for the deserters. These will be sited on the outskirts of Baghdad. I want you to spread the word to every man, woman and soul in our Iraqi villages and townships.
You heard the fucking man. Let's not stay here any moment longer.
Well, that just about wraps it up. Now, out, 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 because this is a revolution! Your comrades have just about 2 hours sleep before Australia faces the biggest day of destruction in its life. Over and out.